That annual report Children and Armed Conflict of UN Secretary General noted in the summer of 2023 that UN confirmed the transfer of 46 children to Russian Federation from the areas of Ukraine that are partially or were under the temporary military control of the Russian Federation, including children forcibly separated from their parents, children removed from the schools and institutions without the consent of the guardians. This fact of deportation of Ukrainian children was recognized by European Parliament as well as Parliamentary Assembly of Council of Europe. We also need to mention that based on those facts, in March 2023, the International Criminal Court issued a warrant arrest for President of Russia, Putin, and Maria Lvova-Belova, the Commissioner for Children's Rights under the President of Russian Federation. The pre-trial investigation chamber of ICC believes that there is a sufficient ground to claim that each suspect is responsible for the war crime of illegal deportation of the population and illegal transfer of the population that came. In that case, children from the Ukraine to Russian Federation would cause harm to the children. And actually, for now, all the facts of children that are missing, it's 19,500, we consider them as a war crime, violation of rules and customs, law and customs of war, and we're trying to do all the possible, we're doing all possible measures to receive the information about the whereabouts of those children. We have generally possible to return 388 children. About lots of children we don't have any information, and also we need to mention that Russia is not a state party of the convention. It is not possible to cooperate in any case with them officially, especially when it comes to the criminal proceedings. And I need also to mention for us as a, for example, police officers, law enforcement, we cannot just mention to cooperate with, how to say, with the same authorities from the Russian side, because how it could be possible for a Ukrainian police officer to cooperate with a Russian police officer when the Russian police, Russian prosecutors, special services, not the military personnel. I mean, the how to say, generally, law enforcement is acting, violating the rules of the people, the human rights on the territory of Ukraine. And then they are claiming that Ukraine didn't want to cooperate. It's just embarrassing. And in that case, as I mentioned, we try to get all the information on any ways, sending officially requests to our international partners through Interpol, through Europol, all through the Siena channel to get any possible information through the civil society or any possible channels. But it is impossible to cooperate with officials of Russia. They're just not recognizing that they have our children. They're also just changing the information, changing, as you mentioned, they're falsing documents to make it possible this illegal adoption of the children. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, just a small commentary concerning investigation where children are victims. Also, in Prosecutor General Office, we have a specific department which investigate only crimes where